Well, thank you very much, Kaya. When it comes to foreign policy, there's more than enough for us to tackle. And it's absolutely no secret, and that remains after today's meeting, that we are 27 member states, and we do not always agree on everything. But as I mentioned, when I arrived this morning, the informal GIMLIC setting provides the, I would say, perfect atmosphere for constructive and honest discussions on how we can deliver on our promised pledges, how we can move forward, how we can strike compromise between ourselves. And I really want to thank my colleagues for the truly open, dynamic, and non-scripted discussion we have had today. And as Kaya mentioned, we had core discussions on two of the major challenges facing the European Union: Russia's illegal war against Ukraine and the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. The European Union's most important task right now is to maintain support for Ukraine and increase the pressure on Russia. I think everybody agrees that it's very clear that Putin is trying to buy time and divert attention from the massive and brutal attacks on Ukraine. He must not succeed. And the only language he understands is that of hard pressure. And I want to thank my colleagues for the very constructive talks we have had on how we can move forward with the 19th sanction package. We need to bring Ukraine in a position of strength, and therefore we need to increase pressure together through harder sanctions. And of course, transatlantic cooperation will make the effect of the sanctions even stronger. The other main topic we discussed today is the current humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Daily horrific violence continues, and just last week, the UN declared famine in Gaza. Israel's actions go far beyond the act of self-defense, and we have repeatedly urged Israel to stop the war and change her course. I have today urged EU member states to increase the pressure on Israel to change course, and I think we all share the concern about the humanitarian situation, and we all want the war in Gaza to end and the hostages to be released. As one concrete way to increase pressure, Denmark supports the suspension of the trade chapter in the association agreement with Israel. We will continue to work to secure the necessary support among the EU countries to do so. We must, at the same time, work hard to relieve the immense humanitarian suffering in Gaza. That's why we have called for Israel to reopen the medical corridor from Gaza to East Jerusalem and offered our support to treat patients from Gaza. Many of my colleagues echoed that approach. So we must increase our efforts. We must turn our words into action. I really appreciate the very open and frank discussions we have had today, and I, as I always do, look much forward to seeing all my colleagues again at our next council meeting. And that, as I mentioned in the beginning, the strength of the EU is the fact that we are able to find common ground. And now, maybe more than ever, it is crucial to stand united and speak with one voice in a world of division, and perhaps even more important, to change these words into action. Thank you.